Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day four of our recipes, we are coming at you live once again from beautiful Dunlap, California, from the opening season and the opening day, actually, of the Cat Haven. So I highly encourage you to bring your family out here and check this out. It's one of the beautiful things we have here in the San Joaquin Valley is being able to see these beautiful animals. And like I said, our recipes are all inspired by their diet of just raw chicken and raw beef. So we're staying with that same concept. Let's get started. This is my recipe for ground chicken albondigas soup. Albondigas is pretty much a meatball, but what makes this different than a meatball, whereas a meatball needs to have so much texture into it, albondigas, we kind of want it to just not really fall apart, but fall apart in our mouth. And the only way we get that to happen is we don't tamper with this so much. So I wouldn't necessarily call it a meatball, even though so many people say that it is. It really is like a dumpling. Let's get started. We're going to need 12 ounces of ground chicken. This is going to go inside of a bowl along with 3 cups of panko breadcrumbs. And then we're going to use 1 red bell pepper, 2 serrano chilies, 1 Spanish onion, and 2 cloves of garlic that we're going to mince up, along with 2 tablespoons of Rosa de Olivarranch's Arbasana olive oil. That's all going to get mixed up together. And I like to make sure that all those are diced as small as possible. The only one we really need to have minced is the garlic, just because we want to really distribute that flavor all around the albondigas. But if we use garlic paste, I would just recommend probably use 1 tablespoon, because that will definitely be a very garlicky flavor already. We wouldn't need to have the 2 cloves. But it's fun to work on your knife skills. And I know you guys know how to do it, so work on your knife skills. While that's still hot, we're going to mix that in there with our albondigas. We're going to mix that around really well. Put it in the refrigerator. Let it stand for at least 1 to 2 hours. Go ahead and roll those into little balls, or however you want to serve them on the soup. Put them in the oven, 500 degrees for 7 minutes to put their color on. And then we're going to get a stock pot with 1 quart of beef broth. And we're going to go ahead and throw in there 1 celery stalk, 1 carrot, and 1 Spanish onion. Bring that to a high boil. And then just gently with a spoon or with a fork, drop your albondigas into the mixture and let that cook, and it'll start cooking immediately. Let that cook for 15 minutes once they're all in, and throw on some fresh kale on the top and enjoy. For this and many more of my untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.